This is Radio Superior 1956. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, all you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. Tim Michaels here, rocking your world. It's Monday, March 12, 1956. Lou Martin has the 6 o'clock news. Hope it isn't contagious. We've got some rocket scientists to dig with the cat from Superior who figured out ramjets and missiles. And Machine Gun Kelly's at the Easter Seal Sock Hop at East High. Hey, Gun, how's the hop?
I love sock hops, except I get cold feet.
Wait till your wedding day for that.
The word from the bird is that this hop will be radioactive with lots of dollies and hef cats.
You really got the lingo flying tonight there, Big Gun.
It's actually rather exhausting keeping up that jazz. But
you're still live on the air, Big Guy.
Oh, then I'm dead, man. Now, who was that guy who just stole my phone? A real nerd, baby.
We'll get back to Machine Gun Kelly live and nerdy at the Easter Seal Sock Hop at Superior State. Mutual Insurance Savings Agent Arthur Kettinen is picking up the tab for the 6 o'clock news. He's got low car insurance rates, and man, we've got to have that for our chariots. $43 gives you complete coverage for 6 months, located at Workers Mutual Savings Bank on Tower Avenue in Superior. You're in the mix, Lou.
Good evening, Tim, and good listeners. Congress gets the Dixie Manifesto. Alabama U punishes 25 students for race rioting, and a dramatic Lake Superior rescue in the Opisalotl. We begin our world report from the nation's capital.
This is Jack Bell in Washington. Southern legislators presented their manifesto on integration to Congress today and drew a challenge from Democratic Senator Wayne Morse of Oregon to offer a constitutional amendment allowing race segregation. Predicting there would be a few votes for such an amendment, Morse told his colleagues, quote, "Why, one would think that Calhoun was walking across the floor of the Senate today," unquote. South Carolina Senator John C. Calhoun was a leading figure in pre-Civil War debates over slavery and states' rights. Georgia Democratic Senator Walter George presented the statement, signed by 19 senators and 77 House members from 11 states, pledging use of all lawful means to reverse the Supreme Court 1954 decision outlawing race segregation in public schools. The document spelled out no course of action, but declares the court's decision was a clear abuse of judicial power. It declared that the justices, quote, used naked judicial power and substituted their personal, political, and social ideas for the established law of the land. This unwarranted exercise of power by the court, contrary to the Constitution, is creating chaos and confusion in the states principally affected. It is destroying the amicable relations between the white and Negro races that have been created through 90 years of patient effort by the good people of both races. It has planted hatred and suspicion where there has been heretofore friendship and understanding. Outside agitators are threatening revolutionary changes in our public schools. If done, this is certain to destroy public education in some of the states, end quote. Democratic Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina told the Senate the South will fight to the end to reverse the Supreme Court's order. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
This is Calvin Thornton in Tuscaloosa. University of Alabama trustees today expelled one student, suspended three others, and approved lesser punishment for 21 more in disciplinary action arising from a student rioting against Atherin Lucy. She is the school's first Negro student. 20-year-old Selma sophomore Leonard Wilson was expelled. Miss Lucy was herself expelled after rioting February the 6th. She was expelled February 29th after charging that university officials were in conspiracy with the mob. Wilson called for a general house cleaning at the university in an address before a white citizens' council rally in Birmingham last Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court today unanimously declared that state universities may not delay the admission of Negro students pending a study of problems involved. The High Tribunal issued an order overturning a Florida Supreme Court decision that permitted a delay in the admission of Virgil Hawkins to the law school of the all-white University of Florida. Hawkins is a 48-year-old Negro of Daytona Beach, Florida. Only last Monday, the Supreme Court affirmed a lower court decision which includes tax-supported colleges and universities. In Tuscaloosa, this is Calvin Thornton.
This is Lyle C. Wilson in Washington. Among the Democrats, there were indications that a Texas favorite son move for Senator Lyndon B. Johnson might spread and give him presidential support from southern states. Democratic Senator Richard Russell of Georgia says if Johnson wants to run, quote, I will support him 100%, end quote. Democratic Senator Strom Thurmond, who headed a states' rights ticket that opposed President Truman in 1948, commented that Johnson would be an attractive candidate in his state. The move on behalf of Johnson was initiated by House Speaker Sam Rayburn of Texas. The 47-year-old Johnson says he will give the proposal careful consideration. He suffered a heart attack last July, but his doctors say he has made a good recovery. Meanwhile, Adlai Stevenson and Estes Kefauv arranged far afield last weekend in their quest for support. Addressing a party dinner in Detroit Saturday night, Stevenson attacked what he called Eisenhower's plan for, quote, the delegation of our highest responsibilities to some associate presidents, end quote. He said the limits placed on Eisenhower's activities since his heart attack do not conform to the rules for governing a democracy. Meanwhile, Kefauv swept through New Hampshire today in a bid for a prestige victory in the nation's first presidential primary. The state votes tomorrow in the nation's capital. This is Lyle C. Wilson, United Press.
This just in from Washington. The Supreme Court put off any decision on whether states may ban interracial marriages. From Cairo, the Arab Big Three announced agreement today on a plan to coordinate the defenses of Arab countries against any possible act of violence by Israel. Egypt's Premier Gamal Abdel Nasser, Syria's President Kouakli, and Saudi Arabian King Saud ended their summit with the communique. From Chicago, the U.S. Department of Immigration ordered Tokyo Rose to leave the country by April the 13th or face deportation proceedings. Los Angeles-born Iva DeQuino served a term in the federal prison for women at Anderson, West Virginia, after her conviction for making broadcasts from Tokyo in World War II. She was dubbed Tokyo Rose by American servicemen. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:06. Tim Michaels has this message from Mutual Services Insurance Company.
Well, it's time to compare the difference the Mutual Service Money Saver makes for safe drivers. Lower auto rates. A1 rates for a Superior. $10,000 to $20,000 public liability at $19.10. $625 medical payments, $2.50. Now, these are typical renewal rates, and they're lower rates for the first 6 months. For example, you get $10,000 property damage liability protection instead of only $5,000 at no extra cost. And $625 minimum medical payment instead of $500 at no extra cost. So all of that coverage for $43.40 for 6 months. Talk to Arthur Kentnan, Workers Mutual Savings Bank, at 302 Tower Avenue in Superior. Open Thursday evenings, 6:30 to 8:30. Phone 21038. Mutual Service Insurance Companies for life, auto, and fire. Lou?
A strike has halted construction on the St. Lawrence Seaway on the United States side. About 450 members of the International Union of Operating Engineers, the men who run the heavy equipment, failed to report Saturday. Business manager James Colville of the Local 545 says that pickets are up at each worksite along a 40-mile stretch of the St. Lawrence River. He believes members of other unions will refuse to cross the lines. Some union members did leave their jobs in support on Saturday. About 3,000 men are idle. Attorney General Vernon Thompson is a candidate for Wisconsin governor. He predicts that he will win the 1956 election by a bigger margin than Walter Colver did 2 years ago. Thompson made the announcement in Milwaukee Saturday. Colver is completing his third term. He announced last week he would not seek re-election. It's expected that Governor Colver will run against fellow Republican Joseph McCarthy for the U.S. Senate in 1958. Democrat William Proxmire has said that he'll make a third attempt for the governor's seat this year. Three Bayfield fishing boats with six men aboard were freed from the icy lodgings in Lake Superior drift ice this morning by the Coast Guard icebreaker Woodrush. Mike Simonson has the story from Bayfield.
Good evening, Lou. Chief Warrant Officer Martin Treichman of the Duluth Station reported that the overnight fight against the tenacious clutch of the Wind Road ice occurred about 10 miles from the mainland and 4 miles off the point of Madeline Island. Three craft locked tight in the layered ice, estimated to extend 43 feet below the water's surface and 10 to 15 feet above. Trapped were the William B., operated by Ever Bodine, who was with son Bud, the Dawn, operated by Leslie Cornell, with Lawrence Shovick aboard, and the Esther, operated by Orville Powers. All are from Bayfield. The boats went out Saturday to set nets outside of Outer Island, the northernmost island. They left in open water from Madeline Island. Coming back, they were caught in the drift of ice. Reports Sunday were that all three boats were pushed on the top of the ice and that the Dawn had its hull pushed in and the gas line cut. The Esther was high on the ice. The Woodrush left for the Apostle Islands noon Sunday. The six men, fearing no apparent danger, as local fishermen here are hardy, unless there was a change in the weather or a sudden shift in the ice, had declined rescue Sunday morning after spending the night icebound. Sunday afternoon, three fishing boats started from Madeline Island to attempt a rescue, but only got within 400 feet of the stranded craft. Morris and Wilfred Bodine and Wilfred Peterson of Bayfield said they walked to the ships and did some blasting, but the ice stuck fast. The icebreaker arrived at the scene Sunday night after an hour of pounding at the white mass. It could make less than 100 feet headway in the pileup. She was then about 2 miles from the trapped boat. At 1:15 Monday morning, Bayfield received a radio message that the lights were out on the craft, which indicated those aboard were giving up for the night. The Woodrush came in almost to the Emil Erickson dock on the northeast shores and then went east again. The Woodrush freed them at 10:05 this morning. As the Coast Guard likes to say, the only safe ice is in a glass of scotch, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. And that, Tim, is a Mutual Insurance Company 6 o'clock news.
Maybe I'll join you for a warmer upper. The forecast for this Monday, March 12th, 1956, is chilly willy dillies. Look for a low tonight of 0 and a high tomorrow at 24. All righty, let's turn up the burners. You guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, from the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack of the back of the wax, here is that guy with those fancy sideburns, Elvis, and you ain't nothing but a hound dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Baby, somebody stop my feet, they're still moving. That new kid on the block, Elvis Presley, with another piece of hot wax with Hound Dog on Kickin' KUWS. My guess is he's just going to be kind of a flash in the pan. I mean, how can you make it with a name like Elvis? Roth's Department Store in downtown Superior has the fashion revolution with comfort catering to you gals. Now, let me tell you, when it comes to under fashions, old Timmy here is an expert. I went to Backseat State Kittens, where I got an advanced degree.
Anyway,
Roth's knows you lovely ladies insist on under fashions that are stylistic and comfortable. That's why you demand America's most popular girdle, Skippies. Because Skippies coaxes you so comfortably to the line you and I love. Come and see Roth's Skippies collection today. And for you larger lovelies out there, try their Hippies brand at Roth's on Tower Avenue in downtown Superior. All righty, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, let's dig a new one for one of my favorites, my favorite hippies. Here's Fats Domino in Blueberry Hill on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. It lingered until my dream came true. Love's sweet melody, but all of those vows you made are never to be. We're apart, you but a piece here. No sweet melody, but all of those vows you made were only to be. We're apart, you thought of me still.
Fats Domino's newest on the 1956 hit parade on Kickin' KUWS, but hey, Blueberry Hill was first released by Sammy Kay back in 1940, the Stone Age, and re-released by Gene Krupa, Kay Kaiser, Russ Morgan, Glenn Miller, and the singing cowboy himself, Gene Autry. And I hear Lou sings Blueberry Hill in his bathroom shower spigot to great acclaim by his neighbors.
The only complaint to the police when I have my bathroom window open. Radio station chief engineer Joe Gardonio has news about a special science honor bestowed upon an ex-superior man.
He's a colleague of mine who traveled a road that I was going to take, but got sidetracked by a doll.
A wooden doll? Made in Sweden?
Not a wooden doll, a Duluth doll. In fact, as fate would have it, we met while the big band was playing Blueberry Hill at the Elks Dance 10 years ago. She dumped him for me. He skedaddled out of town and on to fame. But it couldn't work out between us. I have painful memories every time I hear that song. Thank you, Tim.
I did not know that.
Of course, how could you? It's okay. You know what they say about time.
Yes, it's something we're wasting right now. How about this National Science Honor?
Well, the Washington, D.C. Council of Engineers has awarded Arthur Westenberg the Professional Achievement Award for 1955 for contributions to the development of ramjet power plants for guided missiles. it seems Artie found a new method of studying the difficult and complex problems of flame propagation in highly turbulent combustion using helium diffusion and ramjet propulsion.
That doesn't make sense.
It is complicated to the untrained, undisciplined, uneducated, unforgiving...
Rock and rolled, T-shirt wearing.
Backseat state degreed mind... You see, with the use of thick-walled cubicles at the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Westenberg, or Westy as we called him at Central High, tested the new propulsion system for a guided missile, which we in the industry called the flying stovepipe. Westy and his team of scientists developed the proximity fuse. Follow me?
Still doesn't make sense.
Well, which part?
How come it's the Achievement Award for 1955? This is 1956, man.
Because said achievement happened in 1955.
But the 1956 Oscars are for 1955 movies. I mean, Love is a Many Splendored Thing and Marty and Rebel Without a Cause, which, by the way, shouldn't have won at all, were all last year, 1955.
The 1956 Oscar ceremony is for 1955 movies, but it's held in 1956 for the 1955 Oscars.
You mean to tell me that you understand ramjet, that turbulent combustion helium diffusion stuff, but don't get the year of the award?
No, but it sounds like what Machine Gun Kelly's got under the hood of his chariot.
Anyway, congratulations to Dr. Arthur Westenberg, who has a sister living in the area. Mrs. A.A. Latimer resides in Washburn.
Way to go, Westy. Machine Gun Kelly will check in with a boss report from the Easter Seal Sock Hop at the Superior East High Gym after this Little Richard twin spin on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Womp, bomb, loom, bomb, lomp, bomb, bomb, toot-a-boot, oh, hoo. I got a girl named Sue. She knows up what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows up what to do. She rocked to the east, she rocked to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, oh Rudy. To the food, oh Rudy. I got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named David. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Do the booty, oh Rudy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wop, bop, loom, bop, lop, bam, boom.
A Little Richard twin spin.
And he died. just like in the L.O., baby.
A twin spin with Little Richard on Kickin' KUWS. Let's kick on over to Machine Gun Kelly at East High and the Easter Seal Sock Hop. Hey, Big Gun, how's the view, man?
Hey, to my Louie left is a pile of saddle shoes and penny loafers at the gym door. To my Roger right, these kittens are in their poodle skirts, bobby socks, and I love those sweaters.
How about those biker babes? Tight pencil skirts, button-down blouse with lots of them unbuttoned, red lipstick.
Of course, this is not the Wild Ones. There's no dark, brooding Marlon Brando here. There's no Black Rebels Motorcycle Club making trouble at the Superior East High Gym. This is the Easter Seal Hop, Jake.
Roger that, or Jake that. A guy can dream, you know.
Well, there's plenty of Brando wannabes, man. White t-shirts, blue jeans, some shades, and a ton of bro cream.
A little dabble, do ya?
Not this crowd. Really greasy kid stuff.
For a great cause, though.
With me is 1956 Easter Seal Chairman Edgar Smith. This is an 18-carat sock hop, man.
Yes, I'm uncomfortable with the lingo, since being with it has become impossible. How can a body stay with it when you go from Waltzes to this? Marty Shaw to Little Richie.
Little Richard, man. Little Richard. He wouldn't like Little Richie.
Your voice changed.
It happens. So what's this gig all about?
In Douglas County alone, it's all about donations that provide camping for physically handicapped kids at Camp Wabik and a new swimming pool at Camp Wabik. It's about providing for braces, shoes, and crutches for needy, crippled children. It's about transportation for the teacher who visits children unable to go to school. It pays for a portion of the homecraft teacher for handicapped adults. Oh, and it pays for the only physical therapy center for adults in Superior. So won't you give it away and make it pay by giving to the 1956 Easter Seal Campaign? This is Edgar L. Smith asking you to help Douglas County crippled children back to health and happiness. Thanks, Mr. Dunn.
The word from the machine gun bird is to go ape and give to Easter Seals. That's it from here, King Timothy.
Cool cats, but Camp Wabik? And he says our jive is funny. All right, here's a smooth tune from Danny and the Juniors on the Tim Michaels Real Cream Dabble Do Ya Show.
Their kicks
from Danny and the Juniors and At the Hop on KUWS. Let's go back to East High one more time, Sockhoppers. What's the deal there, big gun?
There's a long line of crew cuts waiting to get their blood pressure checked here at the Easter Seal Sock Hop. The line's so long, kittens are dancing with other kittens.
Some kind of a health kick for the cats?
I'm told these two nurses are very talented, man. There's Nurse Maud Fiske, and there's student nurse Tammy. She's got the long line.
So Nurse Tammy has a really great personality.
From head to toe. Some of these cats have gotten their blood pressure checked 3 or 4 times by Tammy.
My guess is Nurse Fiske's blood pressure readings are a lot lower than Nurse Tammy's.
Clairvoyant, man. The kittens tell me that Nurse Fiske gets low readings, and Nurse Tammy, everybody's BP is sky high. Hey, I gotta spin some hot wax and get this crowd going, King Timothy. I don't get to do good causes very often, so I don't want to blow it. See you, brother.
See you, bro. I may have to come down later on and join you. It's been a while since I've had my blood pressure checked. Time to cut out there, cats and kittens. Coming up on KDAL-TV tonight, it's Robin Hood. Robin Hood with his band of men. Burns and Allen, Dateline Europe, I Love Lucy, and the 10 o'clock news with Dick Anthony and Gordy Paymar. We'll be back same time, same dog pond, the good Lord willing, and I don't break my nips.
What?
And I won't break my neck slipping on bro cream at the hop. For Lou Martin and the gang, this is Tim Michaels rocking your world.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1956, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Don Hansen, Dennis Anderson, John Munson, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1956 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
Oh, bye, bye.